I feel honored. I'm going to have somebody on in a few minutes after our tip of the week, superstar Barbara Mandrell, and it's going to be a super show. I wanted to. Tip of the week is about mentors, mentors everywhere. You'll find top achievers in all fields and all walks of life. Eventually, one time in their life, had somebody who took them under their wing and gave them insights and ideas. And mentor stands for wise advisor. I think what we should do, maybe just when you get this show is finished, think of five people that you can cultivate from business, from your peers, family, whoever, that can give you insights, that been there before, that can give you really qualified feedback, not just pat you on the back, but tell you what you can do differently. And maybe they've been somewhere where you're going, and maybe they give you insights of how to overcome that. I think mentors are very critical, and even mentors that you might not think you can get in touch with, somebody that you found as a role model or somebody you've really looked up to for the years, to call them, to let them know, to write them a letter, because one thing about successful people is they have a willingness to give back to others. They want to elevate other people's success because they know by doing that they elevate their own. Before I get started, I wanted to let you hear something quickly and take a gander at this.
He molded and built a small, lonely.
We have with us today Barbara Mandrell, the first artist ever to win two successive Country Music Association CMA Awards for Entertainer of the Year, two-time CMA Female Vocalist of the Year, 9 People's Choice Awards. That's 9 People's Choice Awards, including the Living Legend Award, which, after reading about this, realizing it's only given to those in the industry that have had 25 years of consistent success. Her autobiography, Get to the Heart, My Story, which I've been reading through and enjoyed, it's a fast reading, made the New York Times bestseller list in 4 days and remained there for 6 months. And I was reading about your mentors, Patsy Cline, George Jones, June Carter, but especially about your dad. And what are the messages that were over the years given to you as that mentor, your father, and others in your family that you can share with the listeners, and how important it is to have a mentor?
It's vitally important to have mentors, I think. You know the old thing of what goes around comes around?
Sure.
I love that you were saying it's necessary for people that have achieved success in a particular field to help others, because certainly they and I, we look back and there were many that did the same for us. It's the old saying, too, of putting back a little bit of what's given to you. And many of the things that were shared with me, suggested to me, advised to me, were things that I think are most of them are applicable in any field. Certainly from my father, Irby Mandrell is his name. Mm-hmm. And he was my manager from the very beginning, my personal manager, until, goodness, I guess it was about 4 years ago he retired. And if I may share with you, when he met with me and told me that he was deciding to retire, I said, goodness, Dad. I mean, you know, it was a long conversation, and I certainly tried to talk him out of it. I said, well, you deserve it, but my goodness, you've always been there. You've always been my manager. And I said, does that mean that I can still come to you for advice, you know, for your wisdom? And he said, yes. I said, well, good, Daddy. I'll get it for free. So,
one of the things your father had said to you was, you know, don't let anybody tell you you can't do anything because you're a girl. And I think that maybe motivated you, especially his early motivation with the music business.
My parents always, with me and with my sisters, they always said to us, whatever it was, you can do that. They instilled such great confidence in us, self-confidence, to really believe that, hey, I can do that. I know it sounds hard. I know it's scary, but I can do it. And I think that's so important in any business.
Absolutely.
My daddy, I know this sounds very simple, but I recall as a youngster, my father said to me, look, your attitude means so much. And he said, if, for example, if you were going to have a gas station where you're going to sell the gasoline, he said, if you go into it with the attitude of, well, I'm going to start this business, but I don't know if it's going to make it. I don't know if it'll do any good. You know, maybe I'll make it, maybe I won't. He said, you won't. You won't succeed. But he said, if you go in with the attitude of, I'm going to make this the best gas station anybody's ever been in, and it's going to just be superb. There's no way this won't win and won't succeed and be wonderful. Sure. He says, then you will.